Hello and welcome to the Utah Puck Report. I'm your host, Jay Stevens. I'm running solo today. Apparently when it snows, Gary can't make it into the studio. I'm not going to make fun of his Toyota or anything like that. Today, Sid Butler. Sid, I've wanted to talk to you for a long time. And let's talk about, tell me what you do.
So I'm actually in the financial services industry. Okay. I was with one of the big brokerage houses for 25 years. I just switched to a smaller brokerage house, but in the business for about 35 years.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Yeah. So you have a real job, and then you're like, at some point in your life, you're like, I need to take on this huge responsibility and help out the Utah Grizzlies and help out Utah hockey by, did you just start as the president of the Booster Club, or how did, so there's the Utah Grizzlies, the Growlin Grizzlies Booster Club.
Right.
And how did you get involved with it?
So I grew up in Salt Lake. I'll just give you a bit of background real quick.
Perfect.
But I grew up here. I remember my dad taking us to see Eagles games when I was a kid. When I was 18, I actually left the state. I went to Denver, was living there when the Avalanche won the Cup.
Oh, wow.
Then I moved to Florida for a couple of years, then the Chicago area, and was there when the Blackhawks won the Cup.
Oh.
So when we decided to move back after my dad passed away, we were just looking for stuff to do, and we're like, oh, let's check out a Grizzlies game, and just kind of fell in love with it. It was a blast.
Yeah.
And I was walking down the concourse one day, and I noticed the Booster Club. I was like, well, that's really cool, and I found out even more about it, and I joined the club then. Eventually, I became a board member, and then just before COVID, I accepted the presidency, and everything fell apart.
Yeah, so, then everything froze.
Yeah, so we're rebuilding everything now, but that's kind of how it all happened.
Okay, so when you first get involved with the Boosters Club, what are you expecting as like a new member of the Boosters Club? What do you do? What do you get out of it, and what do you have to put into it?
Sure, so it's a minimal membership fee. It's like $20 a year for a single person, $25 for a family. And that just kind of gives us our base, so we have a little bit of a budget to work with. But right. Basically what that means is a little bit of access to the team. We have a holiday party every year with the team that is exclusive for Booster Club members. And then you're eligible to adopt a player, which they get to give them a goodie box once a month.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, that's all done in secret. And then at the end of the year, we have a banquet where they get to meet their adopted player.
Okay.
So a little bit of team access. We also feed the team on when they have a back-to-back Friday, Saturday usually. This week it's a Saturday, Sunday, but we'll feed them that night so that they don't have to go searching for dinner before they play the next day. And our members contribute to that dinner.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know exactly where the stuff was coming from, but like I remember on a few of the road trips, like the team would pick me up and they're like, "Hey, we're going to wherever, and we're going on the road." And then I get on the bus and there's a bag of stuff, and I was like, "Wow, these are actually all the same treats that I would normally get to go on a road trip." And you find out somebody from the Booster Club had asked somebody else on the team that somebody knew you or whatever, and then they find out and they give you these cool little bags. It's so thoughtful. And I think a lot of people, when you think, all right, they're professional athletes and they're spoiled and they probably have everything in the world, and they don't understand, like, at this level, at AA level, these kids are making $450 a week, or, you know, maybe a little more. Some of the guys make a little bit more, and, you know, their rent's paid for, but it's still, they got to live the whole year on what they make while they play here. They go to coach, but to have somebody like the Booster Club come in and help is huge. And not just buying treats, but these kids are away from home too. And you guys give them that little like belonging,
right?
You guys help them belong a little bit more and kind of help cure the homesickness.
Yeah, I would say that people in the Booster Club are obviously all ages, all of that, but there's a significant group of us that kind of feel like step-in moms, right?
Yeah.
These kids are young. I have a son about the same age, so I would hope that if he had taken this path, he would have someone sort of looking out for him. There's been past years where we had players over for Thanksgiving dinner because they were in town and didn't really have anywhere to go. It's just kind of to help them along. And like you say, they don't get paid much of anything, and they're in a strange city, and they don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
So we just try and help out as best we can.
That's awesome. So how many of you are there?
I think again, with COVID, we're kind of still going back through a lot of our stuff, but I think we're somewhere between 75 and 100 members right now. It actually grew a lot after their great season last year.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, COVID kind of decimated our numbers a little bit, but last year and the end of last year and this year it's grown again. So
I never even thought about that because, you know, we've had Jared Youngman in here and we've talked about how that season last year helps ticket sales. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of expectation as of what comes this season, especially with the Avalanche. It's been kind of interesting because you see the Avalanche, who won the Cup, have some, you know, some of the hugest players in the market. And then all of a sudden, four of their players get injured,
right,
which means four of our players are going to the next level. So, and it's been fun to see guys that, you know, were here at 1 year and now they're with Colorado Eagles and then they get with the Grizzly or with the Avalanche. And, you know, think about it going, oh, yeah, we're growing that way and the team's succeeding, but it also grows the booster club. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. I think the excitement of last year, everybody was like, you know, they would like a little player access. I mean,
yeah.
And that's one good thing about this level. You know, everybody, and I'll change subject slightly, but, you know, everybody wants that, oh, let's get an AHL team. Let's get an AHL team. And to my way of thinking, ticket prices would be a lot more expensive. And frankly, we would lose a lot of access to the players that we have now. And to me, you know, the access to the team is kind of the reason I do this.
Yeah.
I like getting to know them. I like being able to take care of them. I just think we would kind of lose a little bit of that familiarity at the next level. So,
you know, and that happens like in junior hockey, like in junior A, you've got billet parents.
Right.
And that there's just that same thing. It's these people that wanted to be involved and help. And they let players come live with them, mm-hmm. and then they just adopt those players. And you even heard, we had Lucas Parikh on the show last week, and he talked about his billet family playing juniors and how he still talks to them. And Mason Mannix still talks to the billet parents he had in Portland. I kind of had a billet family experience when I went to prep school in Minnesota for a little bit, and I kept in touch with that family. Well, I still keep in touch with the kids, but right up until they passed away,
right,
like we just stayed friends and you have a unique connection and you get to watch these kids come in and you're like, hey, I'm a veteran at helping you get ready for your next game or whatever. You kind of help them grow.
Sure.
And there, so you have to, at the beginning you learn, mm-hmm. and then you get to teach these kids.
Right.
So you've been a member of the Booster Club for how long?
So I think all in all, probably 4 years,
okay,
maybe five.
So tell me some players that you've really been able to get to know and watch, even if it's just to watch them go off and have a family.
Sure. So I think the first year I really got to know the players really well was the year we did have some over for Thanksgiving dinner. It was Taylor Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Who I still keep in touch with.
Great
He's
guy.
A
yeah.
wonderful, wonderful
yeah,
guy.
Great person.
CJ Ike was another one I still also keep in touch with.
Love
him.
That guy. Yeah.
CJ was fantastic. And then Cliff Watson. And actually, I think those guys all kinds of were sort of friends away from the team as well. They sort of grew up together and stuff. But
right.
But yeah, those are two that I kind of keep at they held a special place for me.
Yeah.
They're really sweet guys and have gone on to do wonderful things.
Yeah.
CJ's now coaching, I think.
Yeah,
so.
I think so. And watching Taylor with his kid and
yes,
girl. Yeah, it's fun and that's such a cool thing because I remember when I first started going to Golden Eagles games and I ran into Rich Chernomaz at Fashion Place Mall one time and he just took 5 minutes to talk to me about nothing and I just thought it was so amazing to all of a sudden have I was like 16 I think and I like all of a sudden had personal connection with a guy.
Right.
That was playing hockey, and it made it more fun to go to the game.
Sure.
It's almost like with fantasy football or whatever. It's like I have more vested now because, you know, or whatever. But it's such a cool, unique experience, and I think a lot of people don't understand that part.
Right.
If you give us your spiel right now of somebody that's listening in right now, why would you tell them to join?
I think the biggest thing is just to support the team. You know, these kids work really hard. They put everything they've got out on the ice, the coaching staff, the equipment guys, the whole organization. One of the best things you can do for them is to support the team in the ways that we do. And then again, just like you said, to have a personal investment, I think, with the team, it just gives you an extra reason to watch and to root for people that you maybe get to know a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember it means a lot to me. So the day I got put in the Grizzlies game, and you know, it's kind of like a whirlwind after the game, and we were wearing the Star Wars jerseys that night, and they took my jersey, and then I didn't know what happened to my jersey, and there was a lot of other stuff going on, and they're like, all right, do I go? Well, one thing that a lot of people don't know is I actually had to get back to the fire station that night.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I had a guy hanging out from, I had worked out a trade. I'm like, hey, if you'll work for me from like 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. or 10:30, I'll give you 5 tickets to the next Grizzlies game. So I got a barter, right? And it's like, anyway, I'm scrambling, and I don't know if I'm supposed to do stuff after the game. There was like media outside that wanted to talk about it. And then I basically just went in and got dressed and left. And when I got back to the fire station, Jared Young was calling me. He's like, hey, where's your jersey? I'm like, I have no idea. And he's like, where did you go? And I'm like, I'm back at work. And he's like, the Boosters Club's out there. People are auctioning off your jerseys. They wanted to talk to you. I'm like, you know, 10 minutes ago when I was in the building, that would have been amazing to know. But to me, it's like the game ended. I went in my locker room. They came. They grabbed my jersey. And I took a shower and I left. Nobody said a word to me about anything. But I found out the Boosters Club bought my jersey to give it back to me.
Oh.
And I mean, that's so awesome because I wanted that jersey. It was a big deal for me.
Sure.
Plus, it was a Star Wars jersey. And I'm a total Star Wars nerd. I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt now. And I just thought it was so cool and so generous. And it just made me, you know, appreciate the Booster Club even more. And again, I always appreciated them. It was like so not cute. It's more than cute, but it was so nice. And just every time that I get on the bus and they're, because I'm not really a player, I'm just an e-bug. But every time I go on a road trip, there's a bag for me. And I always feel bad because I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, it's cool. But it still makes me happy. Like, and I know it makes the guys feel, it really is special for the guys.
Well, that's the point, right? That's why we do it.
Yeah. I just, you guys do so much. So tell me a little bit more about the dinner.
So usually Sunday of the week when we're going to feed them, actually, I'll just give a shout out right now to some of my awesome board members.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Heidi Pitkin, who is also a billet parent right now, by the way.
Okay.
Ashley Sadler, Jim Williams, Liz Cheney, they're all on the board and super wonderful helpers. Ashley and Heidi are in charge of like team support stuff. So to go off dinners for just a moment, the other thing that we do is we get the apartments ready for them when they come into town. So we have big bins full of dishes and silverware and pots and pans, and they go through with Mason and Colin, the equipment guys, and kind of make sure each apartment has what they need, bedding, that kind of stuff. So that starts the season. But then as we go through and they start feeding the team, we'll send out like a potluck menu, and our awesome Booster members will, okay, I'll bring 5 pounds of hamburger, I'll bring 5 pounds of chicken, I'll bring, you know, cooked rice or whatever it is we're serving. So taco bowls seem to be the most popular menu that we do. We usually rotate between that and pasta. We have one Booster Club member who loves his Traeger and he loves to smoke.
Oh, yeah.
So last year he did, I don't know how many pounds of meat, but he did all of the meal on his Traeger.
Jeez.
So we're working with him to maybe make that happen again this year, too.
Yeah. But most people with Traeger look for the opportunity.
Yeah.
I keep volunteering. I just cooked all of Thanksgiving, and they're like, oh, we don't want to make you do Christmas, too. I'm like, no, I'll do it. I'll do it. I want to swear. Yeah. What do you guys want? Brisket again? I'm in. I don't know why. I guess I saw a thing that says if you're a man and you turn 45, you either got to know a lot about World War II or how to smoke meat. So I picked smoking meat. But I also do study World War II, but I guess I can't just stay focused. So that's awesome. And then you guys just keep providing meals. And then you guys still do Tipagriz? Is that through?
That's actually through the season tickets.
Oh, that's season tickets.
So Jared puts that one together.
There's got to be a lot of crossover, though, between season ticket holders and boosters, right?
There is, yeah. A good number. Well, all of the boosters, I think, are season ticket holders or at least 5-game pack holders.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's probably a bigger season ticket pool that aren't members, but right. we're actively recruiting them as well.
Very cool. So, I want to know more about how you feel rewarded from it, because it's got to be more than just a little bit, is it? Because you guys have, you do so much.
Yeah, to me, it's just what needs to be done. Yeah. And again, I think it comes back to just having a son that's about that age. I would just want them taken care of. But I will also say, you know, the organization is wonderful to work with. If it were difficult to work with the organization and get, you know, back to serve dinner, which, you know, because we do it back in behind the locker rooms and you have to have access
down
and all
that
stuff.
Little media room thing, yeah.
Yeah. So the organization makes it easy for us to deal with that sort of thing. I know there are other booster clubs that don't have the access that we have to the team.
Really?
That, you know, they maybe provide dinner, but they're not allowed back there to serve it or stuff like that.
Okay.
We're very lucky in that we have a close relationship with the front office and with the team. You know, Ryan's wonderful to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, and anything the booster club needs, because we obviously have to raise money, right, to do a lot of this stuff, to put on our holiday party. And we do reimburse certain, like if people on the club, people on the board have to fill in like for some of the dinners, if we don't get something, we'll go out and spend our personal money. We try and take care of that.
Right.
But, you know, if I ask Ryan for a signed stick or something for a raffle, it's, you know, I've got it the next day.
Right.
So they're wonderful to deal with. And I think, you know, it's a mutual thing. They appreciate what we do. We appreciate how much they help us get it done.
Yeah. It's weird. Do you get to be friends with a lot of the other boosters, like with the Steelheads Boosters Club, or,
you know,
the
we
other
haven't
teams?
Yeah, we haven't really interacted much. That's actually something we would like to do. It's just part of coming out of COVID is just sort of getting our feet back underneath us. But I guess there's a big booster rally every year for a lot of the ECHL booster clubs.
Really?
And we've thought about going to that as a convention of sorts, I guess.
Yeah.
But, we haven't yet sent somebody, but we've certainly talked about that.
Okay. I wonder, is it at a particular place or is it?
Yeah, I think it kind of rotates around, and I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I know of it.
Okay.
So it's something we'd like to do, though, I think.
Yeah, because it seems like you guys could compare notes, and maybe that helps the organizations too figure out, like, hey, this, it's working well in Utah, or this is working better here. And because it's just awesome that you guys do this for the teams. And I'd hope that Utah or like the Grizzlies appreciate it and make it super easy for you to do.
Yeah. What sticks out to me is last year when we did our holiday party, that was when Taylor Crunk was playing for the team. And he and his cute wife were there, and he was going through, and he's getting his plate, and he looked at me, and he goes, "This is the best booster club ever."
Oh,
I was like, "Aw,
that's perfect."
Love to hear that. So
yeah,
it was great.
I love it, guys, and the guys really do appreciate it, and I hear it all the time in the locker room. I don't know if you guys hear it enough, but when I'm there, especially, it's, I don't know why, it's always especially for the road trips, because the guys, I don't know, you give them their little bags or whatever it is, but the guys are always talking about, man, my booster came through. And I remember when Stofflet was playing and his booster would contact me and be like, hey, I know Evan likes this, but what else does he like? And, you know, you guys do research and you're behind the scenes, like trying to really make these players feel special. And, you know, there's something about belonging that really helps somebody succeed. And I think you guys really feel a niche that probably for years people didn't know was needed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's funny that you say that about the goodie boxes or whatever. We give the players a survey at the beginning of the season and say, okay, you know, what kind of snacks do you like?
Okay.
What kind of soda do you like? You know, do you like, I think we actually used to ask the Star Wars versus
Star Trek
question. Yeah. Find out that one aged out. But anyway, so
I think it's back.
Yeah.
I think it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
So we do get kind of a cheat sheet as to what kind of stuff that they like. And then their booster gets to kind of go through and fill a box of those things every
okay.
month.
That makes a lot of sense. But I'm never part of that first part, right? Because
I don't know how they're finding out what you like. Somebody must know.
Well, you know what it could be is that I just like everything.
Well, there you go.
So
that
I'm
makes
not,
it easy.
I like a lot of snacks. Yeah, that's part of being a firefighter is we eat everything. Well, that's cool. I just wanted to have you on the show and just shine the light on you guys for a minute, because I think it's so important and so neat that what you guys do. And I just don't think people talk about it enough. And I think when people are walking around the concourse and they see the Booster Club, they don't know what it is. And maybe sometimes they're afraid to ask. And hopefully just having you on here and kind of explaining it a little bit, hopefully we've clued some people in. Because if you're on the fence of you want to join, or if you're just a new fan of the Grizzlies, because we have a lot of those from last season. And I keep seeing that on the Facebook pages. I am a new fan or whatever. How do I do this? How do I do that? Well, you get in touch with Sid, get involved with the Booster Club, get some access and meet the players.
Yeah.
Because that's you'll go to more games. It's one thing to go to a hockey game and watch, and a lot of people say, well, in the East Coast League, the team changes. Well, there's a stat. The team changes like 15% every game because of call-ups, because of injuries, because of whatever, or guys getting waived that are on PTOs. And you want, or pro tryouts. I try not to use acronyms so that people know what we're talking about. So like on a pro tryout, or guys come in and it just doesn't work out, or they get traded. So the best way to actually get to know the players, because people are like, why don't they do stories? I'm like, we'll do a story, but then the guy still gets pulled up.
Right.
So he's not in the lineup, or he gets cut and he's not in the lineup. The best way to get to know him is just be a booster.
Right.
And have access to him and come and get to know him. And they're awesome. Like, these are kids that have played at high levels.
Yeah.
And all the highest levels. I mean, they've played
the tails off.
Yeah. They played NCAA, they played major juniors, and they played at all the clubs that lead them up to here. And, it's a good way to get to know them.
Yeah, and I will also say the Booster Club members, the people who belong, are wonderful fans, and they're great people to get to know. We've actually looked into, and I think after the new year, we're going to start having just events where Booster Club members get together. It may not be with the team. It might be a watch party. It might be we're all going bowling, and we're all going to celebrate the Grizzlies or whatever. But it's a great group of people, and we're all a lot of fun, and we all have the Grizzlies love in common. So that's another reason to join. It's just an awesome group of people.
Yeah, that's fun. Do you know of places that do watch parties right now?
No, we're trying to figure that out. We actually had one booster last year for the playoffs that rented a theater Lehigh and invited everybody down, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I haven't looked into what that cost, maybe out of our budget league, but usually it's someone with the Flow Hockey sign on.
Yeah.
We'll just gather at a house. I think Hook and Reel actually shows the games too.
Okay.
We've thought about doing it there, but trying to put something together for that, I think.
I can't say business names right out, but I know there was a sports bar that was doing it for a little bit too, and that was cool. And I always want to go and catch it. It just seems like, because I always wanted to come and support the Booster Club, and I saw what you guys were doing things, and it always seems to be when I'm on shift. But know that if I wasn't at work, that I'd be there helping you guys and supporting you guys, because it's so cool what you guys do.
Awesome.
All right. I'm going to give you this is your chance. This is your spiel.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say to people that are listening to inform them more about the club or to talk them into joining?
Well, all I'll say is if you want to have a really fun time and you want to get to know the players, you want to get to know some super fans, we're on the concourse near section 119 every game. Usually at least during first intermission, sometimes during second. But stop by and see us, learn more about the club, and join us. We're a lot of fun.
Yeah. You guys always look like you're having fun. Grizzlies have games this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 7, Sunday at 3 p.m. That seems to always throw people off. But there's the Sunday games at 3 p.m. At the Maverick Center, the Boosters will be there. Sid will be there. And you can come talk to her and find out more information. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you so much for everything you do for helping the Grizzlies helps Utah hockey, even at the youth level. So thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
All right. And that is the Utah Puck Report.